Billy. Billy Bob.
What is it, honey?
Why don't we go see a movie?
All right.
You want to go see a movie with me?
Okay, I'll go see a movie with you. What you want to see?
Well, there's this new one that's come out, and it's called Saving Private Ryan. And it's by that same director that did Schindler's List.
Oh, no. We ain't going to see another Holocaust movie. I remember what happened the last time.
Oh, look here. What about this one? It's called Gladiator.
That sounds pretty good. What's that one about?
Well, there's some fighting in it. It's like, you know, in ancient Rome, it's got that Russell Crowe in it, too. He's got such a nice thigh.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'd like to see some violence. That'd be nice.
Well, let's go see that, Billy Bob.
All right, you got yourself a date.
Oh, Lord. After everything he's been through, he's going home. Why aren't you crying?
Shh.
You shut up, man.
I ain't crying because this movie is not that great. I mean, Russell Crowe's thighs are real nice to look at. Feel it.
Who could think about thighs at a time like this? What's wrong with you? You're heartless.
Do you want a tissue, Billy?
Okay.
I guess what really hit us was the end of the film. There's a tendency when you want to get to that kind of emotion or that level of sentiment, not sentimental, not sentimentality, but sentiment, and just portray this aspect of humanity. Very often, you know, you fall into sentimentality. You really do, and it's very, very hard. It's very hard to pull off. This one works like you cannot see it without weeping.
Als man ihm die Botschaft bracht, dass sein Herzliebchen im Sterben lag, da ließ er all sein Hab und Gut und eilte.
And I wanted to show all of them a scene from a movie that for me represented how deep Stanley's heart was. And how much he could love and how much he could show emotion, because he had been so often criticized for not being an emotional director. I thought he was a very emotional director. And so I put on the last scene from Paths of Glory, where Christiana, who he then married, who plays the German captive girl, stands up in front of all the French soldiers and sings that song and brings down the house in tears. And we were all crying. As the soldiers were crying, we were crying watching just the last scene, didn't show them the whole picture. And that isolated last scene so hit a chord with everyone in the room. And two people that night had never seen Paths of Glory, but were still totally affected by that sequence.